You will hear over and over that the statistical models that we are using assume that the data are normally distributed. Here's what that means. When we use a formula, even a simple little formula like to calculate the mean or the arithmetic average, that formula comes from somewhere. Where that formula for the mean or the average comes from is a normal distribution, has a particular formula that defines it. If you operate on that formula and say, how do I find the middle of a distribution that has this particular formula, you get that. If you start from any other formula, you don't get that. And it's true for all of the statistical models that we're going to look at. Correlations, chi-squares, and ANOVAs. Even the mean and the standard deviation. Any one of those that does not start with a normal distribution of data, our statistical conclusion is at risk of being wrong. Now, we're just going to go ahead and treat our data as likely to be normal, use these statistical models. But if you want to know why, while you're in graduate school, you can take 21 different statistics classes. It's because there's all sorts of different models for all sorts of different data. We're going to start with the basic, the classics, the ones that you can use a lot and are going to pay off for you. All right, the last page of every one of these lectures will be something about the computational part. When you're doing the computational for univariate statistics, the most important thing is to remember the summation sign. The summation sign means take all of the things to the right of it and add them up. There's two summation signs. There's two sigma formulas you're going to see, sigma x and sigma x squared. So each participant has an x value. And if you add all of the x values up, that's what sigma x means. Add them up and get 16. It's all stuff you've seen. The other thing you're going to do is you're going to calculate a column of x squared values. So you're going to take x, you're going to square it, and then you're going to calculate something here called the sum of x squared. How are we doing? And you're going to use n, and those are the things that you're going to use. When you're calculating the sum of squared, this is where you have a chance to screw up. This was my favorite place to screw up. Because this right here is called the sum of x squared. And this right here is called the sum of x squared. I know. I didn't make this up, but I can't tell you a joke about it. This is sum of x squared. Square all the x's and add them up. Sum of, x squared. This is sum of x squared. Hear the difference? X squared, add them up. X, add them up, square it. All right, so what are you going to do?